For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Hi, reader. Hi, reading bug. Hey, are we going on a new adventure today?
Hi, Lauren. Sorry, we're not going on a new adventure today. I'm still working on our new adventures, but it won't be much longer. In fact, our first new adventure for Season 5 will be on April 7th. But I know we're all looking for fun things to do, so today we're going to make a craft.
That sounds great, Reading Bug. Like many of our reader friends, school is out, and lots of us are staying close to home. So I'm always looking for fun things to do. What kind of craft are we making?
I'd tell you, Lauren. But what would be the fun in that? Let's play a guessing game.
Okay, you know how I love guessing. How about a hint?
Sure. For this craft, we're going to use the cardboard tube from a toilet paper roll to make an animal that we met on one of our past adventures together.
An animal we've met. Reading Bug, we've been to so many places and seen so many animals. Wildebeest, polar bears, chimpanzees, baboons, dinosaurs, dolphins. It could be anything. How about another clue?
Sure, Lauren. This animal is black and white, and one of them saved me in the freezing winter storm.
Saved you in a winter storm? Oh, I think I've got it! Do you know, reader? That's right! Do you remember the bird we called Mohawk that found Reading Bug and tucked him into his brood patch to keep him warm? Reading Bug, will we be making a penguin craft today?
Yes, yes, yes! You guessed it correctly. C-O-R-R-E-C-T-L-Y.
Spelling bee. What a surprise. What are you doing here today?
Well, I like to do lots of things besides spelling and casting spells. And one of the things I like to do is crafts. And I have a question for you, Lauren. What is even smarter than a talking penguin?
I don't know. What is smarter than a talking penguin?
Why, a spelling bee, of course. But before you start the craft, can you tell me a little bit about your penguin adventure? I didn't get to go on that one.
Sure thing, Spelling Bee. On our Antarctic adventure, Lauren Reeder and I went to the southern hemisphere, close to the bottom of the Earth, to see the penguins that live there. Penguins only live in the southern hemisphere.
Yes, and when we arrived, we met a zoologist named Dr. Miller, who took us for a ride in a crazy vehicle called a Hagland, which looks like it's part tractor, part train, and part sled. She took us to see the emperor penguins. The scientists at McMurdo Station in Antarctica had lost track of one of the penguin colonies, and she was going to look for them.
Thankfully, we found the penguins, but some of the babies were trapped at the bottom of a hill and couldn't get back to their parents. So we all climbed down the hill with our shovels and dug some penguin-sized steps into the snow so that the babies could climb up to their parents.
And it worked! The babies made it back to their colony.
But we all got very cold. Did you know that Antarctica is the coldest place in the world? And Lauren got the umbles. That's what people call it when someone has hypothermia and starts talking funny. Fortunately, we made it back to the Hagland before it was too late.
And Dr. Miller and Reeder helped me warm up by getting me to sing and dance, jump, jump, waddle, waddle. Once I warmed up, we realized that the Reading Bug was missing. That's when we saw Mohawk the penguin, who was waddling behind our Hagland. He showed us you, Reading Bug, and then we started singing our penguin song, and sure enough, he followed us all the way back to his colony.
Wow! I love stories with happy endings! Hooray!
Well, our penguin adventure had a few more twists and turns before our happy ending, but it did end well.
Spelling Bee, if you want to know more about our Antarctic adventure or any of our past adventures, you know that you can always listen to them on Apple Podcasts, Kids Listen, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are heard, don't you? But what are we waiting for? Let's make that penguin craft at the Reading Bug bookstore together. Just visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/readingbug for the video and instructions.
I see penguin families waddling close to the sea. Mama and papa and baby makes three. Penguins can't fly high up in the air, but they soar like eagles in the
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.